Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
January the 7th marks the 155th birth anniversary of the founder of the Bulgarian professional art of composition, Emanuel Manolov. Beyond doubt, the most valuable work in his legacy is the opera Siromakhkinya, The Poor Woman, which he left unfinished. Based on a poem by classic Ivan Vazov, it reconciles the traditions of urban romance and the classical Italian opera. In an interview in the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Archives, film director Georgi Dulgerov says more about the groundbreaking opera.
Emanuel Manolov е написал Сиромахкиня в едно време, в което не е имало нито пари.
Emanuel Manolov wrote The Poor Woman in times when there was need of financing, not traditions, in the art of opera. Across Europe, opera prospered with composers of genius such as Verdi, Wagner, Mascagni and others. While studying Manolov's opera, I became aware that despite claims that The Poor Woman's libretto is too naive, the work was actually inspired by the composer's personal experience. The prototype of the opera's protagonist is Emanuel Manolov's mother. The story is about a poor woman who is looking for money for her kids. A similar episode can be found in the composer's biography. His mother, left without any cash to provide education to her sons, pawned all her kitchenware in the monastery near his native town of Gabrovo. The cash she got was enough to reach Kiev, where she went to famous church activist Yosif Sokolsky to ask him to give grants to her sons. When the ambitious mother realized that her plea would not be answered, she made a very risky move. Her act might look like a mystery to any parent, but it was also the result of deep anguish. She decided to abandon her sons. At the sight of four poor boys, compassionate Bulgarian immigrants took them to the Bulgarian trusteeship in Odessa. Therefrom, their lives took different directions. Emanuel Manolov was a gifted singer and enrolled in the Moscow a cappella choir. His talent stood out and he went on with his studies in a conservatory but failed to graduate from it because of the Serbo-Bulgarian War in 1885 when he was back to Bulgaria, Georgi Dulgerov says.
Next, a fragment from The Poor Woman in the rendition of Sonia Marinova and the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra on a score restored by Velislav Zaimov.
Yeah. mi dajte, a zveći čak.
When he was back to Bulgaria, Emmanuel Manolov joined the brass orchestra of the 1st Sofia Regiment. The southern town of Kazanlık was important in the biography of the composer. It was there that he spent the last and most creative years of his life. In another audio from the Golden Archives, here is the story of composer and conductor Josko Josifov about the great contribution of Emmanuel Manolov.
Manolov работи в Казанлък след освобождението на България тогава, когато...
In times when people were eager for culture and music, Manolov faced the dilemma what way to take, because foreign influence was very strong. Being a real patriot, Emmanuel Manolov made the right choice by choosing folklore for the basis of the local music tradition. The composer worked in a crucial moment when the future of the Bulgarian serious music had to be determined. In the meantime, he was also supportive of the community in Kazanlık. He organized a mixed choir and an orchestra at Iskra Community Club. In fact, he was the first professional Bulgarian composer and founder of opera in Bulgaria. In Kazanlık, he worked as a teacher in the 1890s and was later back to the town where he lived until his death in 1902. In the last 3 years of his life, he wrote The Poor Woman. In an age of conservatism, when female parts in opera were performed by men, Manolov outstripped his time with decades.
Coming up next, What a Lovely Girl I Saw, Mother, a folk song in the rendition of the Bulgarian National Radio Mixed Choir. As bandmaster of the 23rd Shipka Regiment, Emmanuel Manolov widely used the brass band for the performance of music by famous European composers and of his own works. The choral song was at the heart of his creative career. Folklorist Elena Stoin argues that he played an important role in looking for and recording folk songs in times when there was no recording equipment available. Emmanuel Manolov wrote marches and children's songs, including Lovely You Are Fatherland, sung by generations of Bulgarian pupils. Listen to it in the rendition of the Bulgarian National Radio Mixed Choir.
Yeah.
end this program for Emmanuel Manolov's 155th birth anniversary with Violet, arrangement by Krasimir Gurgiev, in the rendition of the Radio Children Choir. This has been all in Time Out for Music. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.